The sign at the BC government's Tuesday groundbreaking ceremony for the second Surrey Hospital in Cloverdale said, "Under construction." But on Friday morning, the excavator pictured at the event was hauled away. Premier David Eby, Health Minister Adrian Dix and six NDP MLAs from Surrey had posed for photos in hardhats with the orange heavy-duty vehicle in the lot, surrounded by blue fencing and a banner for construction contractor Ellis Don. Signs read, "Under construction," in white letters on a red diagonal bar across a "Surrey H" sign. Mike Starchik, the NDP's Cloverdale MLA, did not immediately respond for comment. Likewise for the communications departments at the Ministry of Health and Fraser Health. In July of last year, when the NDP government shortlisted PCL Construction Limited and Ellis Don Design Build Inc., construction was scheduled to begin in summer 2023 and the facility was scheduled to be ready for patients in 2027, with an estimated capital cost of $1.72 billion. However, at the Tuesday photo op, Eby and Dix revealed the hospital is now expected to cost $2.88 billion and not open until 2030. That is $1.16 billion more expensive and 3 years later. Meanwhile, the Surrey Board of Trade continues to campaign for better services at Surrey Memorial Hospital, which doesn't have emergency facilities to treat heart attack, stroke or trauma patients. They are transferred elsewhere, mainly to Royal Columbian Hospital in New Westminster. Doctors held a protest on Saturday outside Surrey City Hall about delays and conditions at Surrey Memorial. Dix tried to get ahead of the story with a preemptive news conference at the hospital a day earlier, but said that demand for hospital treatment in BC's second biggest city is outstripping supply and that may be the new normal. In May, Dix announced BC would send as many as 50 cancer patients weekly across the border to clinics in Bellingham, Wash, for radiation treatment under a temporary program. On Wednesday, Eby and Starchik held a party fundraiser in Fire Hall 1271, the Surrey Firefighters Union Hall, where tickets were sold for $150. Attendees included former party president Craig Keating, who is now registered to lobby the government for the Cement Association of Canada, BC Federation of Labour President Suzanne Skidmore and Nicola Hill, a partner at lobbying firm Earnscliffe Strategies. Hill's clients include the BC General Employees Union, Makeway Charitable Society, formerly Tides Canada, United Way BC and North Island Coast Development Initiative Trust.